track three. And the first lead story today is from the Mid Devon Advertiser. And it's headed, "It's Not Going Swimmingly." Gasworks in Ashburton have forced the closure of the town's community-run swimming pool just weeks into the busy summer holiday period. Ashburton Swimming Pool will close after its final session on Sunday, the 3rd of August, because road closures from Wales and West Gasworks will prevent emergency access to the facility. It's not clear when the pool will reopen, as the roadworks are scheduled to last until early September. In line with our emergency protocol, and after consultation with Devon County Council Highways Agency and Wales and West, the company responsible for the roadworks, we cannot operate the pool safely without emergency access, a spokesman for Ashburton Swimming Pool trustee said. Ashburton Swimming Pool Chair of Trustees Lucy Wood said the forced closure was devastating. The closure comes after the pool had invested in major remedial work over the winter and had secured a £30,000 grant from Ashburton Town Council, generated from an increase in the precept to continue essential repairs. Our trustees, our manager, our lifeguards, everyone involved has put time, energy and care into getting the pool open this year despite enormous setbacks. To now be shut down, not by the weather, not by funding shortfalls, but by roadworks completely outside our control, is heartbreaking. Wales and West Utilities said they had chosen to undertake the essential works around Love Lane, Villenia Terrace and Woodland Road over the summer holiday period to minimise disruption to the nearby Ashburton Primary School. However, for Ashburton Swimming Pool, the summer holiday period is our only viable operating window, the brief season in which our community relies on access to the pool, Lucy said. Wales and West said it was working with the trustees of Ashburton Swimming Pool to support their application for compensation under the Gas Streetworks Compensation for Small Business Regulations of 1996. However, Chair of Trustees Lucy said the trustees were concerned about whether the pool would meet the scheme's strict criteria. Furthermore, the compensation would not cover the reputational damage caused by the forced closure. The loss of public faith, goodwill and community momentum is what hits us hardest, she said. We would like to extend our sincere gratitude to Ashburton Town Council, our local community and every individual who has supported us by visiting and swimming in our pool this season. Their encouragement and financial backing have been vital, enabling us to open this year despite significant challenges. While the unexpected closure is a considerable setback, Ashburton Swimming Pool intends to use the downtime to carry out essential testing and progress with the next phase of its fundraising and long-term sustainability planning. This disruption comes at a time when the pool was beginning to recover from earlier difficulties, making the situation all the more disheartening. However, we remain hopeful that we will be able to reopen within a matter of weeks and ask our community to continue standing with us as we navigate this difficult period, Lucy concluded.
Tynemouth Sports Centre reopens. 10 months after closing for a multi-million pound refurbishment, Tynemouth Broadmeadow Sports Centre is back in business. The Tynbridge District Council-run leisure centre has had £3.7 million spent on it to revitalise and modernise the facilities. The Council's Executive Member for Leisure and Recreation, John Nutley, officially cut the ribbon to formally open the centre last Thursday, July the 24th, saying that it was a proud day for Tynbridge and a bold step forward in their commitment to sustainability, accessibility and community well-being. The upgraded centre now boasts refurbished changing facilities, extended studio space, a new accessible entrance and reception area, plus extended gym areas with new equipment and more energy efficient heating and insulation. The reopening of the centre was about more than providing high quality accessible leisure facilities, according to the council. It also marks a major milestone in the district council's decarbonisation strategy. Broadmeadow is now fully electric and is partly powered by solar panels on the roof. Efficient, low carbon air source heat pumps have replaced the gas boilers. Insulation has been added to walls and the roof, and double glazed windows have been installed. The building also includes heat recovery ventilation, LED lighting, and room-by-room temperature controls. By investing in low-carbon technologies and modern inclusive facilities, we're ensuring that Broadmeadow continues to support the health and well-being of our community for many years to come, said Timbridge Executive Councillor John Nulty.
Cycle race grinds a few gears. There was a mixed reaction to the running of a national professional cycle race through Dawlish. The seaside town hosted British cycling's prestigious Lloyd's National Circuit Series, which saw the cream of the country's cycling talent speed round a course through the streets. The evening's elite men's and women's races were preceded by a host of events, including rides around the circuit for children and the community. Roads were closed for much of the day and diversions put in place. But while there was enthusiasm from some who enjoyed the thrill of the racing, there were complaints about traffic chaos and gridlocked roads in and out of the town, described by one driver as absolute carnage. Motorists reported spending hours getting home, and some diversion routes were considered unsuitable for the volume of traffic, particularly at rush hour, and while other roads in the town were shut by South West Water. One resident said, "On one side, it's great to have an event pulling people into Dawlish and amazing to watch the cycling, which has never interested me, but I wasn't too happy about being forced to watch it, as I wasn't allowed to cross the Strand for over 30 minutes. Town clerk Andrew McKenzie said there'd been some congestion in and around Old Town Street early afternoon. However, it's understood there was an incident between a vehicle and a van which exacerbated the situation. He said there will inevitably be congestion with an event of this nature. The closure was managed by a reputable event company. A town council spokesman added, "It was wonderful to see so many people coming out to enjoy this celebration. While we understand road closures can cause some frustration, we also see the need to bring unique and captivating events such as this to our town to keep it alive and thriving." Former town councillor Val Marhood said the town appeared to be well organised for the races, but there was total chaos elsewhere. She said, "I spent nearly 4 hours trying to unlock gridlock around Church Street and Oak Hill. Some drivers were trying to get to their homes around there or thought there was a route back to the holiday parks. There should have been communication between Dawlish Town Council, Devon Highways and the main organisers of the competition, so there were proper diversions, police and or marshals at pinch points and real advance notification to the public, not just on social media."